Let us pray, Father.
Baba,
thanks a million for this evening. What a blessing it is for us to be here. Lead, Holy Spirit. Let your power be demonstrated tonight. Thanks, Jesus. You are here today. We bind every snake. We bind serpents, spiritual devils, spiritual animals from the dark kingdom. We arrest their power in Jesus' name. Let the angels of heaven be released into our midst. The angels from the altar, the angels from the temple, let them be released into our midst. Come, Holy Spirit, fill this place. Thank you that Newcastle will never be the same again. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody shouted amen. God bless you. You may be seated. How many of us respect God? Say, I respect God. I want to ask you to wait for me to finish preaching and finish praying for the sick. Before you leave, tonight is the last night. Amen. And today is Saturday. Tomorrow, I believe, is Sunday. So, how many are going to do that to respect God? At the back, especially.
All
right. Now, no one should walk around anymore. No walking at all. If you want to wee-wee, just wait and it will come later. Can I have a good amen? Wonderful.
Amen.
I want to thank our chairman and our pastors. Thank you so much for welcoming us to Newcastle. We would not be here if it was not for these wonderful pastors. They invited us and really made us come here. So we want to say thank you to all of you. God bless you and God bless the church in Newcastle. Newcastle is going to be one of the most spiritual cities in the whole of South Africa.
Newcastle.
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight,
Namhlanje,
my message is entitled, Choose You This Day Whom You Will Serve.
Namhlanje, sihloko sentshumayela sithi khetha umuntu oyokumkhonza namhlanje.
Tell somebody, choose you this day.
Khetha namhlanje.
Whom you will serve.
Uzokhonza bani.
Hey!
Hey!
Choose you this day.
Zikhethele namhlanje.
Whom you will serve.
Oyokumkhonza.
Choose you this day.
Khethele namhlanje.
Whom you will serve.
Oyokumkhonza.
Choose.
Khetha.
Choose.
Khetha.
Choose.
Khetha.
Now when you grow up, let me read this verse in Joshua 24 and verse 15. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, that is devils, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Wow.
If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, that is, if you think it's not a good thing, well, it's up to you. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether you want to serve the gods that your father served on the other side, which are demons and idols. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you come into the world as a young man, sometimes you have the impression that the only thing you have to choose is what school you will go to or what profession you will be. I spoke to one child. I said, what do you want to be in future? And I was surprised. He said, I want to be a thief.
What is it?
He said, because it is easy. And I showed him many things that happen to thieves. How they are beaten and killed and how they really suffer, and it's very dangerous. So he changed his mind, and today he's a pastor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So sometimes, you know, when you come to life, you think you maybe only have to choose what profession. But sometimes you think you have to choose who will you marry. What type of girl will you marry? What type of boy will you marry? Hey. Do you want a small one? Or a tall one? A mighty mega one. Do you want a fair colored one? Or you want a midnight black? Wow.
Wow.
These are choices we have to make. Yes. But one of the major choices you have to make is whom will you serve? Will you serve Almighty God? Or will you serve devils? Or mammon, money? Or will you serve your own belly? So you have to choose. And when I was about 16 years old, I chose God. I was very strange when I chose God. Because all the young people in my time were not choosing God. Where I come from, people with my color, mostly riding motorbicycles, following girls, drinking drugs, and a lot of other funny things. So when I chose God, even when I came to church, people were not used to me coming to church. Even when I became a pastor, people could not believe that I had chosen God. One day I went for a breakfast meeting, full gospel breakfast meeting. And when I got there, people did not know who I was. I was a pastor. But when the intercession team, the prayer warriors, saw me coming, they went into deeper intercession for my soul.
Hey!
Because they knew that people like myself don't usually choose God. But I chose him. I said, I chose him. He said, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve. That choice was the most important choice of my life. And when you choose, You are actually be choosing between two spiritual fathers. God as your father, or the devil as your father. When you choose God, you now have a spiritual father who is the creator of heaven and earth. But when you don't choose him, you have a demon as your father, your spiritual father. Jesus told the Pharisees, you are of your father. You are like your father, the devil. Sometimes you hear even politicians saying, oh, God is our father. We all know we are all children of God. No, some are not children of God. Some are children of the devil. Ask your neighbor, are you a child of God or a child of the devil? Somebody said, oh, God will hear the prayers of all of us. We are all his children. No, the Bible says in John chapter 9, verse 31, we know that God heareth not sinners. God doesn't listen to your prayers when you are a sinner. The first prayer he listens to is when you say, Jesus, I give my life to you. That is the first time he hears your prayer. When you choose God, you choose between a narrow gate and a broad gate. That's why Joshua told the people, choose this day who you want to serve. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. We are choosing God. When you choose God, you are choosing between a narrow way and a broad way.
Hey.
What is the difference between a narrow gate and a broad gate? Does anybody know the difference? The difference is very easy. The narrow gate and the narrow way has a few people, and the broad gate and the broad way has the masses, the masses, the masses. Many people think that the majority or the masses are right. That is why we have in our world system democracy. The majority is choosing. But in the Bible, the majority is not right. Those in the Broadway, the masses, people who don't care about God. Most people don't care about God. It's the majority. We are the minority who believe in God and who follow Jesus. You may think a lot of people are here, but there are 1,000 times more people who are not here. Yeah. Don't be deceived by the people that are here. In the Bible, the majority are not right. Even in democracy, rarely do people elect the person who really should be the leader. Most nations have the wrong person because of choosing the majority. Yeah. In the Bible, 12 spies were sent out. 10 of the spies came back, the majority came and said, we cannot go to the promised land. The majority were wrong because God has said you must go, and the majority were wrong. The majority murmured against Moses. They said, Moses, you are killing us. Moses, you are a bad man. Moses, why are you taking us? And the majority, the crowds, the whole people of Israel, they rose up and they said, you are a bad man, Moses. And the majority were wrong again.
Isiphuku sakhalaza sathi Moses umuntu ongcolile umuntu osihluphayo nje bonke lesixuku sasikhuluma into engekho.
When Jesus came,
uJesus efika
on trial,
efika zolingwa,
Pontius Pilate,
Pontius Pilato
presented Jesus,
wambeka uJesus,
and said, today is Easter, and I want to release one prisoner. I have here Jesus, the preacher, the one who healed your daughter, the one who healed your son, the one who's been having crusades, the one who's been healing by the Sea of Galilee. Do you like him?
Wafika uPontius Pilato wathatha uJesu wathi lo muntu lo bekade ephilisa esenzo kulungileyo wathi iPasika dininike yena nethandi banganika yena lokanye lo lungile oshumayela obeka imvuselela.
And I have an armed robber.
Ndinesigebengu ngokapha.
A thief.
Isela.
And a killer.
Umbulali.
His name is Barabbas.
UBarabba.
He's killed so many people. Stolen many things. Last week he raped 3 girls in the city.
Last week
he entered into your shops and stole your bananas and stole all the money. Do you want the preacher? Or do you want the killer? And they had an election. And the majority of the people on the Broadway, they all shouted, please let the thief and the killer come back to town. We like him. Please kill the pastor rather. And they released the prison, the majority. Then Pontius Pilate took water because he was shocked. He couldn't believe that the majority had chosen Barabbas. And now they were going to kill Jesus. So Pontius Pilate took some water and he said, you know, I cannot be responsible for this decision of the majority.
Pontius Pilate wathatha wabuyisa amanzi emangalisekile ba isixuku sikhetha umuntu olungile sibuyisa isigebengu ngasemva sishiya lungile wathatha amanzi ba engakwazi ukuthwala le ndaba engaka.
So he took water.
Wathatha amanzi.
And he washed his hands.
Wageza izandla.
He said, I want to wash his blood off my hands. And the majority people shout, they shouted, let his blood come on us. Let his blood come on
us.
So shout, let his blood come on us.
Shout. Kwazani, ikazlake malwe pezwe.
This was done by the majority.
Yayenzwe isiqhuku le ndaba le.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Go back.
Yelemo. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not ever think of the majority as the right thing. When you choose Jesus, you choose the minority. You choose the narrow way, the narrow gate. That is why Joshua said, choose. It's a choice. So you choose between two fathers. You choose between a narrow gate and a broad gate. You choose between a narrow way and a broad way. And finally, you choose between two destinations. Heaven as your destination, or hell, the lake of fire, as your destination. Choose. Choose. It's your choice. He said, if it seems a bad thing to you, no problem. Choose. Today, whom you will serve, whether you will serve Jesus or you will serve devils. How many want to choose Jesus tonight? But do you know still the majority are choosing Barabbas? Amazing. Then he said, choose you this day, today. Yes. You must choose today. Because you don't know about tomorrow. This day. Choose this day. Today. What you want. You cannot wait. Somebody said, oh, later. Oh, Jesus is no problem. Jesus. Oh, no problem. No problem. Do you have people like that? You tell them, come to church. They say, no problem. I'll come. I remember one guy. He was invited to church. When you talk to him, say, hi. When we invite you, he laughs. No problem, I'll come.
I'll come.
But he never came.
Sanga fig.
Come!
He's
Why not?
But
he never came.
Sanga fig.
Come to church!
He's a son doing.
Give your life to God.
Oh,
why not? But one day, he finally came. That day, one day he came. And that day, the church attendance was quite large. The choir sang very beautifully. The day he came. The day he finally came in the end. But he had been saying he would come, but he never came. But finally, the day he came, the choir was very good. The pastor preached very powerfully. People clapped. People said amen. Then the pastor did a powerful altar call for Jesus to give their life to Jesus. But this man did not give his life to Jesus. And this man did not even listen. Look, this was the first time he had come after a long time, and he did not even listen to the message.
Hey.
In fact, when the choir was singing, he ignored them. He did not hear anything. Do you know why? This man did not even respond to the message. The reason this man did not even respond or even listen to the message finally on the day that he came was that He came, it was his funeral that he was attending. It was his funeral that he was carried there for his funeral. That is why he didn't hear the message. That is why he didn't listen to the choir. That is why he didn't say amen. That is why when the pastor said, if you want to give your life to Jesus, he didn't even respond. Because it was his funeral. I'll come. Oh, no problem, I'll come. Jesus said, choose you this day. Today. One of my pastors, he used to smoke weed. What do you call it? And he used to drink What do you call your local drink?
Kombot.
And he used to smoke weed. All his friends were smoking weed. One day we had a crusade like this. And he was walking by this pastor. He was not a pastor, he was a weed smoker. When he heard the preaching, he lifted his hand and gave his life to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So he was so touched, he wanted his friends to also come to Jesus. He went back to one of his best friends who was smoking weed with him. And he told his friend, come to me with me to church tomorrow, Sunday. And he told his friend, I will come for you in the morning.
What is on field in land, saying?
Choose you this day, today. When he went to his best friend's house, his best friend was not at home on Sunday morning. Do you know where he was? He had gone to play soccer, football. Instead of coming to church. He followed him to the football field. Why don't you come to church? He was playing.
Hey!
He told him, later I'll come.
What in Zofika?
That was Sunday. Young boy. By Tuesday. He died surprising.
Where fang is
Tuesday or Thursday he died. Because he was so young, his funeral was immediately. In Ghana, when you die, we don't bury you immediately.
No.
We are the best at funerals. But because he was young, they buried immediately. They put his body in a coffin and brought it to the house for people to come and see him. Suddenly, during the funeral, the rest of his friends who were weed smokers came to the funeral. And they came to the coffin. And they say, our friend, our brother is dead. They picked his body because they were all high. They picked his body out of the coffin, opened his dead mouth, and put some of the cigarette, the weed, inside the mouth. You don't have...
It's holy.
They put it in his mouth
like.
And they carried his body out of the house into the streets, smoking the weed on Thursday. And they told him on Sunday, come to church. Choose this day, today. You cannot choose tomorrow. You cannot choose tomorrow. You must choose this day. Choose you this day. Whom you will serve. Hey. Many people don't know that you have to choose today. Whom you will serve. This is a very important decision of your whole life. Why? Because you are choosing between two destinations.
Now,
if you do not choose Jesus, you are choosing the devil. And where will you go? One man, he married a woman, and the woman gave him a lot of headaches. He was suffering every day. And he told his friend, when I was marrying, I was looking at the wrong things. I should have looked at the heart. But I was looking at the shape of a Coca-Cola bottle. I was looking at how big are the bottoms. He said, that is why I am suffering today. Hey! Some of us are looking at the wrong things. Jesus is saying to you today, choose. Because you are choosing between two destinations. If you choose the wrong thing, and you are deceived, you will go into the lake of fire. In Revelation chapter 20, the Bible says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a great white throne. And everybody on the earth fled away. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. One day you will stand before God.
Hey, Mercy.
And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were just out of those things that were written in the books, according to their works. Hey. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Hey.
How many of you want to go into the lake of
fire?
Fire and brimstone speaks of fire and burning yellow sulfur. There is a huge lake. Far. If you look this way, can you see this way toward the dark? You see where you see the light? Far! Millions of people. People who did not believe in God. In the lake of fire, the ceiling is dark and black. And the waves are waves of fire and sulfur, liquid fire. Somebody said, I don't believe. Today you don't believe. Today there are volcanoes on earth which are liquid fire which have been boiling since human beings have been on this earth. Up till today, the fire has never gone out. You think if it's on earth, God cannot create? Look this way. Black. Fire. Far, black fire. And when you are in that lake of fire, you feel something touching you. When you turn, it is a dragon, a serpent.
Yes.
All snakes can swim. Demons. People.
Aband.
Murderers.
Ababulali.
The wicked men of this earth. All are in there. The lake of fire. That is where you are going when you don't choose God. Young man, it's not a joke. It may be a joke today, but it's not a joke. It's real. You know, at first I did not believe. I said, God cannot put people.
Wow.
But one day, I went to a prison in Ghana. Hey! What I saw in the prison, I was amazed. Darkness. People.
Abandoned.
Look, nobody in prison is praying for a car. Nobody in prison is praying for a job. Nobody in prison is praying for a wife. What are they praying for? To come out. There is only one prayer in prison. I want to come out. I want to come out. I want to come out. Look at human beings, wicked as we are. Some human beings are judges. How can a human being be a judge?
Hey.
Human judges are also sinners.
And a
human being throw fellow human being and they say, go into the prison for 20 years. If wicked people can make a place. Do you have a prison in Newcastle?
Where?
Just here. Can the prisoners hear me?
And if Baba Banja.
Hey, look at the prison just here. They are crying. I want to come out. I want to come out. I want to come out. Do you think that human beings can make fellow human beings go there? Do you think God cannot make a place to put people whom he says, you are a sinner, you are a sinner, go away into this place?
If
you say you don't care, you will care. You say you don't mind. Somebody told me, I'm going to hell. I'm going to play music with Bob Marley and others. We'll all be in hell
together.
You can make fun, but you will not be making fun on that day. I know a man in he's now in prison. When he went to court, he said, they said, are you guilty? He said, I am guilty, and I don't care, and I will do it again. They asked him, are you a terrorist? He said, I am a terrorist and I will always be a terrorist. Hey, so the judge has sentenced him to 250 years in prison. Solitary confinement. His prison is 7 feet by 11 feet.
He's
not to see any human being. Even when they bring him food, they pass it through a tunnel. So he's not to see a human being. And he has been there since
2000.
Recently,
Manje,
after 15 years, he's going crazy.
Oya pambana.
He's appealing.
Oya tela.
Because 7 feet, I am 6 feet, so 7 feet is just up to here. 7 feet is up to here, times 11 feet.
11.
So he's here.
Nje. Bogisana nje.
Yeah. For 250 years.
250 years.
Never to be. You see, he was shouting, I am.
Imlo.
I am.
Imlo.
I don't care. But you see, it's not so easy. Now, he is begging. I want to see a human being. Yes, it's only 15 years. And he has 250 years more.
It's Kwebo Saken, 250. Hey!
You can make fun of me when I'm preaching. But you will not make fun on the day of judgment.
Hey!
Are you listening to me? It is appointed to man once to die. And after that, you will be judged. That is why you must choose. At the white throne, the book will be opened. The first one is the book of life. And that is the greatest register of names on earth. Hey! It must be the biggest book of ever.
Ever.
And you say you are from where?
Usuka pige?
Newcastle?
Newcastle.
What year?
Opunyaka.
When you come to the gate of heaven.
Ufike masango nezulu. Onkosi.
Ah, please open. I just died here this morning. Can you open? I'm here.
Vulani, mesathi ushona nje kuseni. Vulani sendikhona.
Hey. And they say, what is your name?
Bani kamala konkonkozayo.
My name, what are your names here? Zulu name. Huh? Sibusiso. Sibusiso.
Sibusiso kamalam.
What is your name?
Sibusiso. Bani
kamalam. And your surname?
Ehlengane.
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 And the angel will be checking.
Ehlengane.
Ehlengane. Ehlengane. What year do you say?
Ovunyaka.
Ah, we have seen Eglenanye for 1993.
Sibonu Sengane for 1993.
But you have said you died 2017.
Hey. Hey.
Nobody like that here.
Age kumto njalo apa.
You shall check it, I'm there. My name is there.
Solo, solo.
What are you saying? What are you saying? Check it.
Solo.
My name is there. The angel will say, wait. Don't shout here. You are not in Newcastle now. We are not in Newcastle. You don't start shouting here. This is not South Africa.
South Africa.
This is the gate of heaven and hell. Check my name. Okay, repeat your name, please.
Sibusiso Hlengane.
Sibo what?
Sibusiso.
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 Check it.
Siyajonga. Siyahlola.
I'm sorry.
Siyaxolisa.
Your name is not in the book of life.
Gamalakho alikho ncwadini zokudlokobu.
Where are the demons? Where are the demons?
Apho ama demon.
Where are the demons?
Apho ama demon.
Where are the demons? Angels? Angels,
Ngelosi,
go away.
Ambani.
Are the demons?
I'm a demon.
I need a demon spirit. Take this one. You can have this one. We checked. Your name. Take him out. Take him out. Yeah. Hey. Sibusiso, your name is not in the book of life. Hey.
Hey.
One of the beautiful girls, come, you come.
Come,
take off this choir robe and come. Quickly. She's knocking.
Hello?
Hello?
What is your what do you want? What your name?
Uban Kamalako.
Ah?
Sneguku.
Sneguku.
Speak loudly. This is not South Africa. This is
Sneguku.
Sneguku.
I'm from South Africa, but Sneguku.
Hey!
Hey!
Come here!
It's a Sneguku.
Wait, no entry, wait. Check the book of life, you come. Where is the book of life? Where is the book of life? Hey, check. Aha, you are the angel at the book of life. What's your name?
Sneku.
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 From Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Nail spirit. Yeah, because your name has not been found under Newcastle.
I told you, Newcastle.
Now you say you are from where?
Nail spirit.
Check nail spirit.
Nail spirit.
What year did you die?
Ufenini.
What year did you die?
Ufenini.
2017.
We cancel it in Jesus' name. You will not die in 2017. Hey! 2012. No. There is no name like this here in the book of life. Do you have another name? A nickname. Maybe a nickname.
Stay like this.
You see, some of the angels, they will be trying to make a connection for you to come. Like, see, maybe, you use your nickname to come to heaven. Do you have any nickname from school? What is your nickname?
Sineshali.
Yes.
Check Sineshali. Check it quickly.
Nesprit.
No. There's no Sineshali. Sineshali.
Sineshali.
And Sinekuli. What was the first name? Kukuli. I am sorry. I tried to help you. The demons!
Demons! I am Mama, demon! Hey!
Yeah. Your name?
Kamalak.
You have registered your name as a member of ANC and your name is not in the book of life. You are joking.
Jenge Kamalak komkhontweni wesizwe el ukhongolose kodwa awubhalisa incwadi sasezulwini. Likhona khongolose kodwa igama lakho.
Then
walk.
Other sinners. People will come. The first book is open. And another book is open. A book of their works. Two books.
Hey!
It's your time for judgment. You never expected today would be the day of your judgment. Come here, stand here. Security. Yeah. These people, when they come, they think they are back in Newcastle, surrounded. What is your name?
Balikamalak.
Balinyembe.
Balinyembe.
Where are you registered?
Newcastle.
Check.
Sola.
Balinyembe. Is her name in the book of life?
Newcastle, Baden. Ah, it's here. Your name is here.
Your name is in the book of life. Angel. Take her. Her name is in the book of life. Take her into heaven.
Wow.
Another book. Come. You.
It's a Kauleza.
Huh.
Yebo. Minyo Gashule.
Now the book of life and the book of your works. Come.
Mwati emi sebenzi mwati obo mi. Isa.
Stand here. Security.
These people, when they die, they think they are still alive. What is your name?
Pilisiwe.
Pilisiwe. A book of works.
Works.
Pilisiwe. Which town?
Newcastle.
Oh, okay, Newcastle. What year did you die?
2011.
Pilisiwe, Newcastle. Pilisiwe. Ah, your name is here. Your name is among the liars in Newcastle.
Liars!
How many lies?
Among
there are four Pilisiwes in Newcastle. One had 500 lies. You are what Pilisiwe? There are four here. What's your full name? Your surname?
Luvuno.
Pilisiwe Luvuno. 6,480 lies.
6,400 Yamanga.
6,500 lies.
6,400 Yamanga Pilisiwe.
Let me check the other ones.
I got Peter Chong Abanye.
Pilisiwe.
Pilisiwe.
Ah, and your name is also here. Well, there are still four in Newcastle.
But say four Newcastle.
Your name is among the people in Newcastle who are jealous.
How many cases?
Case, you had 648 times jealousy.
648.
Then, the last book is Abortions. Abortion.
Keep your sister.
In a seaway. What about the, I see fornication here. Let me check fornication first. Fornication. What is your name? What is your name? Full name. Full name.
Pilisiwe.
Pilisiwe. Pilisiwe. Pilisiwe. Pilisiwe. Oh, okay. I saw 15 what?
15 what?
Fornication. 15 times.
Now 15.
Hey. And then let me check the abortions.
I guess Togo keep your sisu.
Oh, her name is not in the list.
No abortion.
I kishwang a sis.
Sorry.
See at all list.
Somebody like you cannot be. You are begging me? When you were having a crusade, you were walking out. Security! Where are the demons? Take this one away!
Hey! I am tired!
Is your name in the book of life? He said the books were open.
What is that fool?
And the people were judged from their works. Then they chose this. Ah, Pastor, come.
Pastor is on this.
Pastor has also died now. Now he's in heaven. Which year did you die?
2010. Oh.
Your name?
Kamalako.
Robert Ross. Robert Ross.
Where are you registered?
Durban, KwaZulu-Natal.
K.
Agasol, eh?
Robin?
Ross.
I see. 120 churches you planted while you were on earth.
Wow.
120 churches.
120 churches.
Wow. Let me check.
KZN.
KwaZulu-Natal. Robin. Wow. 6,400 souls you want for the Lord.
6,400. I told you, Jesus.
Let me check the last one. Judgment Day. Robin Ross, KZN. 67 crusades in 67. South Africa and the southern part of Africa.
67
crusades.
Our angels come Hello, for this wonderful pastor. Wonderful pastor. There is rejoicing in heaven. There is rejoicing in heaven. There is rejoicing in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, God is saying to you today, choose you this day. Whom? Choose today. Whom you will serve. It's very urgent. Very important. When you choose, you are choosing between two destinations. Ladies and gentlemen, I have one question. None of us will be qualified on the day that you die. That is why God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in Jesus will not perish but have everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One day when you stand before the gates of heaven, it is not how many good things you have done, but is your name in the book of life? And have your sins been washed away? We are sinners. If they are going to count your lies, your stealing, and the many things you did, no one would qualify. But today, we are so blessed with the good news. That is why it is called the gospel. The good news that Jesus shed his blood for you and for me.
Namhlanje sibuse kakhulu ngendaba ezilungile. UJesu wachitha igazi lakhe echithela mina nawe.
The blood of Jesus.
Gazi lika Jesu.
The blood of Jesus.
Gazi lika Jesu.
Jesus shed his blood for the people of
KwaZulu-Natal.
Whatever mistake you have made, Jesus said, this is my blood which is shed for the sins of the whole world. Tonight, Jesus is stretching out his hand to you. One day, you will die. One day. You will die. One day. No, listen. Nobody should move now. No one should walk. Not even one person. Please arrest anybody who is moving now. Do not walk now. Do not move. Please, can I have security at the back? Nobody should move now. You are Satan if you are moving now, I tell you. You are disrupting the church. Listen.
Shh.
Jesus shed his blood for you. For me. So that, and this is why Satan doesn't want you to hear this part. He wants to confuse you so that you don't hear about Jesus and his blood which is shed for you and for me. Today, Jesus is inviting you. Like my friend, I told you, he invited his good friend. Come today to Jesus. His friend said, no. I'm playing football.
as if it's a joke. But then suddenly, you are gone from this world. Suddenly, there is news that you are gone. Tonight, listen carefully. What you saw here, you were laughing. But it will happen. Every one of us will die and appear before the throne. What will you say? One day, I will also die. And I will appear before the throne. What will I say? Will I say I preach to many people? No. I will say, you better open me the door. Because I don't come in my own righteousness. I'm washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me. And I trust in his blood and his mercy. And that is the same reason you must also give. The blood. The blood was shed for me. And I received the blood of Jesus to wash away my sins tonight. Today, if you are here, you want to receive the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins. And you want to register. How many want to register in the book?
Hey.
If you are not washed by the blood of Jesus, your name cannot be written. The names are written with blood. The blood of Jesus. Tonight, if you want Jesus
to
wash away your sins with his blood, and you want to register today in the book of life, then lift up your hand like this. Stand up and lift your hand.
Please.
If you don't want, you don't have to stand, but if you want Jesus to wash away your sins today, and you want to register in the book of life, then stand up and lift your hand. Quickly. Quickly. Your right hand must be up. You want to register in the book of life. Say this prayer with me. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
I cannot hear you. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Please forgive me for my sins.
Please forgive me for my sins.
Please wash my sins with the blood of Jesus.
Please wash my sins with the blood of Jesus.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Everybody say, I am sorry. Everybody, I'm sorry.
Everybody, I am sorry.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please register me.
Please register me.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
My name is.
My name is.
Mention your name quickly. And your address. My name is this of Newcastle. Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Tonight,
I open my heart.
Come into my heart, Jesus.
Come into my heart, Jesus.
Wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
I have done many, many bad things.
I have done many, many bad things.
But tonight, I humble myself before the cross of Jesus.
Before the cross of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Tonight, I believe in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus
as my Savior.
As my Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for saving me today. Everybody standing, please. Everybody standing. Everybody. Everybody. Lift your right hand now. Everybody. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Raise your hand. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me tonight.
For saving me tonight.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
Please register me.
Please register me.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I am choosing.
I am choosing.
I am choosing.
I am choosing.
The narrow way.
The narrow way.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I am choosing.
I am choosing.
The narrow gate.
The narrow gate.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I am choosing.
I am choosing.
Heaven.
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 As my destination.
As my destination.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I am choosing.
I am choosing.
God.
God.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
As my Father.
As my Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For dying for me.
For dying for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For dying for me. Your two hands say Jesus.
Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
I thank you. For dying. For shedding your blood. For me. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
Wave your two hands like this. Everybody pray to God now. Pray, pray. Pray, pray. Pray to God. Jesus. I'm choosing. I'm choosing. I'm choosing. Almighty God. Almighty God. I'm choosing.
Jesus,
thank you. Thank you. This day, this day, I am choosing. I am choosing Jesus as my Savior. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now lift just your right hand like this. Just your right hand. Actually, take your book out. Take your book. Lift it up, everybody. We are going to talk to the devil. We are going to talk to the devil. Say after me, Satan.
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 Listen very carefully.
Listen very carefully.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I will not follow you again.
I will not follow you again.
Satan.
Satan.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I will not obey you again.
I will not obey you again.
Satan.
Satan.
I reject you.
I reject you.
Satan.
Satan.
I refuse you.
I refuse you.
Satan.
Satan.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Me and you is finished.
Me and you is finished.
I have nothing to do with you again.
I have nothing to do with you again.
Satan.
Satan.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Satan.
Satan.
I will not follow you.
I will not follow you.
I will not obey you.
I will obey you.
Again.
Again.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now wave your two hands like this. Say thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty shout. Jesus.
In Newcastle,
I said Newcastle belongs to Jesus. Newcastle belongs to Jesus. Shout everybody, Newcastle belongs to Jesus.
Newcastle belongs to Jesus.
Again.
One corner.
One more time.
Belongs to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Wow.
Your turn.
Ithi namhlanje Nkosi Jesu. Ngiyabonga. Nkosi Jesu ngiyabonga. Balisa igama lami. Encwadi zokudloko bomi. Namhlanje ngiyabalisa. Nkosi Jesu. Ngiyabonga igazi lakho. Alikheze zonke izono zami. Alikheze zonke izono zami. Ngiyabonga Jesu. Ngiyakwemukela. Iba inkosi nomsindisi wami namhlanje.
Yes.
Jesu ngiyazinikela kuwe.
Yes.
Namhlanje.
Thank you.
Ngenzele ube ngumntwana wakho. Bhalisa igama lami ebhukini elikhulu lemisebenzi nalohloko bomi. Phanqothako phezu kwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwathakwath
Satana, namhlanje ngiyehlukana nawe. Namhlanje Satana, angisenandaba nawe. Ngilandela uJesu. Ngilandela uJesu. Ngikuphonsela kude Satana nemsebenzi yakho. Namhlanje ngilandela uJesu. Wave your nyakazisa. Jesu
ngiyabonga.
Nyakazisa Jesu.
Many of us have received Jesus Christ tonight. You are now a born again Christian. There is a new life for you. And it begins now. And tomorrow, Sunday, is a day you must go to church. Many of us were not going to church before this campaign.
But
from now on, you need to go to church. That is what shows that you are a believer. And we have pastors here on the stage. They represent many churches here in
Newcastle.
And we have pastors down here as well. But everybody, make sure you find a Bible-believing church in this city. And when you go to church, introduce yourself to the pastor that you gave your life to Christ at the crusade. And I'm sure you are going to receive special care. So tomorrow, no one should be at home. Find someone and go to church with a person. And you will enjoy a new life in Christ. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, how many of us respect God? Show your respect by staying here for a few minutes more as we pray for the sick. How many know that Jesus is also a healing Jesus? And there are many miracles tonight. God has already done miracles. Usually, miracles start happening from the morning. Miracles start happening from the morning. And usually there are miracles on the ground. All through the crusade period. During the preaching.
Miracles start happening. There are miracles. He sent his word and healed them. Bible says, and the Lord was in this place and we knew it not. The Lord is here. I cannot heal anybody. But Jesus can heal people. If I could heal people, I would do many things. I can only pray. And Jesus will touch you tonight. Jesus is touching you tonight. Do you believe Jesus is touching you tonight? Everybody standing, please. Wherever you are tonight. His name is Jehovah Rophe. The Lord that healeth thee. He's the Lord that healeth thee.
Jehovah
Pilisai.
Jehovah Rophe.
He said, I will bless your bread. I will bless your water. I will take sickness from amongst you. No person will cast the young. There will be no barren person amongst you. Jesus is here tonight to do many, many wonderful things. He's the Lord that healeth us. He's the Lord that heals us. Your hand wherever the sickness is. If it is your eyes, put your hand on your eyes. If it is your neck, put your hand on your neck. If it is your head, put your hand on your head right now. Wherever the pain is, put your hand there right now. Somebody here you cannot see. God is touching you right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Power is flowing in this place. There are angels here. Miracle power is here. Jesus is doing wonders tonight.
Eyes
are opening. Ears are opening. You cannot walk tonight. Place your hand on your leg. Place your hand where the pain is. Satan, I curse you. I rebuke you. Come out of the people. I reject you. Every fear spirit, every wicked spirit, I bind your power in the name of Jesus. 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 Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Receive it right now. Somebody here, you are supposed to go for an operation. Jesus is healing you right now. Somebody here, doctor said you were going to die, but God is extending your life. Somebody here, you had a breast tumor, but God is healing your breast right now. Stomach pain is going. Eye conditions are being healed. Receive it now. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. Lift your hand, everybody. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Thank God right now. Thank God right now. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Right now for so many wonderful miracles. Just thank God. Everybody here is receiving a touch right now. Tonight there is a great presence, a great blanket of the power of God and of the Holy Spirit. Even people who are not sick are being touched by this blanket. People who are not even sick are receiving a touch from the Lord. Everybody here is under the power, under the blanket of the mighty Holy Spirit. Receive from God right now. Receive your touch from the Lord. Empowerment to work for God. Healing from diseases. A touch from the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit. God's power is over your life. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Breathe in and receive the Holy Spirit right now. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your message. For Newcastle tonight. What a healing Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for Newcastle. Oh, for the Zulus. The wonderful city of Newcastle. Bless this city tremendously. Let miracles continue here. Even after this campaign, let there arise a great river, a great fountain of the Holy Spirit, of a flow of the power of God in this place, in this city. Thank you, Jesus, for your great power and your mercy on everybody here tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray. Right now, God has done wonderful things. If God has touched you, how many believe that God has touched you tonight? Oh, yes. Right now, whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it now. Let's say you couldn't see. Open your eyes. You couldn't hear. Check your ear right now. You couldn't walk. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Yes. Anybody who is screaming and falling, bring them to me in the front here. Bring them right now. Power is flowing in this place. Power is flowing in this place. Receive the grace of God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Right now, something is happening. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, if God has touched you tonight, wherever you are standing, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't hear, but now you can hear. If God has touched you, wherever you are, lift up your hand if God has touched you tonight. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, come to the front quickly. Come to the front. Come to the front. Come. Just start walking. Come now, quickly. Wherever you are standing, if God has healed you, maybe you couldn't walk, now you can walk. You couldn't see, now you can see. You had a pain, now the pain is gone. God has done something. Wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are, if God has done something, quickly. I need you to come. Come. From the back, from the stands, from the front. wherever you are, God has done something. Quickly, 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 come. Come, rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Check yourself. Maybe you were healed even in the morning. Wonderful things are happening. Wonderful things are happening. Wherever you are, wherever you are, God has done something. God has touched you. Quickly come. Quickly come. Quickly come. 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 Come to the front quickly. Those at the back upstairs, do not leave now. Do not. Do not. We have not closed. We have not closed. Don't walk out. We are closing in a few minutes. Do not walk out now. Can you hear me? Can you hear me at the back? The man in the white shirt, where are you going? The man in the white shirt, you lifted your hand. Where are you going? Stay there. Go back. Go back. Don't let Satan use you. Don't let Satan work in your life. Please. We can see you as if you are standing in front of us. Whatever you are doing there, it affects us. Don't let Satan work, please. God is doing something wonderful in Newcastle. To me here, bring them all these people. says Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And many gave heed to the things which Philip said, both seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For many that were lame and many that were taken with the palsies were healed. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many that were taken with the palsies were healed. Satan, your power is finished today. You are free in the name of Jesus. Come out! Every power of wickedness, we break it. In the name of Jesus, you are loose. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Demonic oppression is finished tonight in the name of Jesus. Philip went down to Samaria, to the city of Samaria, and preached Christ unto them. Many gave heed unto the things which he said, both seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many that were taken with the palsy were healed. This is what is happening here. You are seeing it practically. Acts chapter 8 verse 5. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached nothing else but Christ. And the people gave heed to the things which Philip said, both seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many that were lame, and many that were taken with the palsy were healed. That is what you are seeing practically tonight. BDR, what is happening? Philip went down to Samaria and to the city of Samaria.
Evangelist,
nothing else but Christ. Many gave heed to the things which he said, both seeing and hearing the miracles which he
said.
For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, many that were lame, and many that were taken with the palsy were healed. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, God is doing wonderful things here tonight. This lady has diagnosed breast cancer, clinically diagnosed breast cancer, and she's had severe pain all the time, literally end stage. Tonight she came obviously in pain. She placed her hand on the breast as you pray, and by the time the prayer was over, the pain she has experienced all this period, and even as you were preaching, she was in pain. That pain is totally gone. She's pain free as she stands here. As she stands here now.
Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Is the pain gone?
The pain is gone, Prophet. The pain is gone. Man of God, yes. It's gone. I've got cancer for 6 years now. This breast doesn't give me a rest. I cry, my husband can tell you, yeah. But now I went everywhere, the whole South Africa can say, and then there was no help. But tonight I came, we're coming from Joburg, we're actually from Cape Town, but we just came now for this, from Joburg, and then it's where I got my healing.
Wow.
I got my healing tonight.
Praise
the Lord.
How did you hear of this program?
My sister Livia, she phoned us to Joburg.
Oh.
Since we came from Cape Town to Joburg, she said that we must come and tell you. And then it's where I got my healing now, this tonight.
Pain is gone tonight.
It's gone.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing.
a healing Jesus.
Somebody is being healed in the neck.
Neck.
This lady for 8 to 9 months has had pain and stiffness. She could not move her neck.
Wow.
But tonight, Evangelist,
wow,
as you prayed, the Holy Spirit came over her. She's healed, the pain is gone, and she can
she
move
can
her
move
neck.
Neck.
She
wow.
can move her neck.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Thank you, Lord. Olivia.
Evangelist, last year she fell and it broke hurt her leg. After that, she was walking like a drunk. Show Evangelist how she used to walk. This is how she used to walk.
Is it true?
Yes.
What happened to you? What happened to you?
I fell on the 31st of January 2015 and I was only healed today. For the whole year I've been limping.
For the whole year you've been limping?
Yes. I've stayed in a hospital for two months. They were trying to put heal my leg, but they couldn't. And it was so bad. I think they were going to amputate my leg. But before that, my pastor, Bishop Mazala, prayed for me. And that's how I came up from the hospital. Even when I went to the theater, the doctors were amazed because they were thinking of amputating my leg. But with the grace of the Lord, our bishop, Mazala, was always praying for me. So I'm very thankful to God. And
and tonight, what happened to you?
Tonight,
can you walk? Yes.
Yes, I can walk. When you said somebody was touching my leg, and I was feeling pain coming out. So now,
wow.
She was going to amputate
her leg.
She thought they would amputate.
And yes. Tonight, what has happened to you? You can walk now.
Yes, I can walk now.
But before you could not, what were you
no,
doing?
No, I was always limping.
Limping?
Yes.
And now you can walk straight. Walk straight, let's see. Her pastor who prayed for her and her leg was not cut off. And tonight she's walking perfectly. Thank you, Jesus, for your great mercy tonight. What is this, doctor?
Evangelist, this lady has had persistent pain in the shoulders and the arm. With numbness.
Wow.
And also persistent headaches. Tonight, she experienced a healing as you prayed for her.
What happened to you, my dear?
I had a nerve pain for the past 23 years. From the left-hand side up to the head. For the past 23 years. It was like something was moving on top of my head. And in the morning, when we prayed here, the lady said, we must touch wherever the pain is. I just touched the head, and
wow,
the pain was gone.
And you've had it for 23 years.
I had an operation here.
You had?
I had an operation here.
Okay.
Nothing helped.
You had an operation because of the pain?
Yes.
And it still didn't go?
Yes.
Twenty-three years. And she was healed this morning. And she has come tonight to testify since this morning she's healed for 23 years. Give Jesus. What did they say was wrong with you? Why did they operate on you?
They said there's before the doctor said I've got the heart problem, the angina. Yes.
Angina.
Yes. After that, they said I've got a nerve problem.
Wow, because it's your left hand, so they thought it was a heart problem.
Yes.
Wow. When you have heart pain, it goes to the left hand. So they thought it was a heart. After, they thought it was the neck. So they've operated on her. And for 23 years, and this morning, she came. And Jesus has touched her. And she's come back tonight to testify. Give the Lord a mighty
shout.
Thank you, Jesus. What is this?
Evangelist, this young lady could not see. To read, she has to do this.
Is it true? Tell us what happened. To read, what happened? What was the problem?
When I was reading, I was used to see, to look the book like this. But
you look at the book like this. She reads like this. Hey. And what happened to you today?
I touch my eyes and I feel something like moving.
Something like moving.
Yes.
That's the anointing. It's called anointing.
Somebody say moving.
And after that, what happened?
Then I opened my eyes. I started to see.
She read the small print. She can read the small print on this book.
Wow.
At a normal distance.
Read it, let's see.
As food as born.
Give this book to anyone and they will understand. They will understand what it means.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. Did it occur to you that your eyes were being healed? When you put your hand on your eyes? Why did you check the book?
I was wanting to prove.
You wanted to prove it?
Yes.
Wow. What a blessing tonight.
Wow.
Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. What is this?
Evangelist, this is an umbrella, but this is her walking stick.
Let her tell us what happened to her.
Koko, wenzakaleni.
Mama, what happened to you?
Wenzakaleni koko. Kwenzakaleni umuntu omdala kuwe?
Has God healed you?
Amadolo namahlombe kuhlukana ingalo namahlombe namadolo ke neqolo.
I was suffering from my knees, my shoulders, my back.
I asked her how many years. She can't even tell. She says it's more than 10 years.
Is it gone?
Uhambile gogo manje, uhambile manje awusazi ubuhlungu. I'm not feeling anything now.
Wow. Wow. Oh, you know. Do you know one thing about how old is she?
Do you know? In 83.
One of the things about old age I hear is they have a lot of pain. Yeah. When you are old, I hear that like a lot of pains in the body.
Pain.
Jesus has touched this wonderful grandmother here. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Wow. She went. BDR, what is this?
For 3 years, evangelist, this young lady had lower abdominal pain and discharge.
Discharge?
Yes. But last night she was healed and she decided to check. The pain has gone and the discharge has gone.
Wow. Mm. Vaginal discharge.
Yes.
Wow. For 3 years.
3 years.
Doctor, what is this called? What would this be? This could be due to a pelvic inflammatory disease, PID, vaginitis. Yes. And generally
trichotillomaniasis. Gonorrhea.
Gonorrheal infections, vaginitis, cervicitis.
Yes.
PID, pelvic inflammatory disease. And the power of God has started. The pain is gone. Is it gone?
Yes, it's gone.
Pain is gone.
That's the power
she
of God.
Has been suffering.
Oh.
He's
Satan, your power is finished in the name of Jesus.
I heal.
This man had a serious problem. He had multiple stab wounds. He was stabbed in the chest, the face, 4 years ago. And his lungs were penetrated by the stab wounds. So he had lung collapse and also collection of fluid, which could have been a hemothorax. But the problem was that he has been persistently having difficulty in breathing from the injuries.
Is it true?
Tony, yes, sir. Yes, true.
Your problem was you couldn't do what?
Breathing. I couldn't breathe nicely. It was bad.
He's got scars.
Yeah.
Scars?
Yes.
Hey. You were stabbed. Were you fighting?
I was a gangster.
You were a gangster?
Yeah. So I was fighting with a lot of.
You're fighting with a lot of guys.
Yes.
So you were stabbed six. Here
yeah.
and here?
Yes.
How many places?
It's a lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
Even the back? And your neck? So. Hey.
And not take gangster, start your own down.
This was a gangster.
Ubengo. Skebengo.
Have you given your life to Jesus?
Yes, I did.
When did you give your life to Jesus?
Today. And yes,
today.
Yeah. Somebody tell Jesus.
Are you going to serve Jesus?
Of course, yes.
Do you know, I know another gangster who gave his life to Jesus and today he is a bishop.
Hi.
Is there anybody here, who was any of you pastors who was a gangster? Robbie Ross, come.
In some fundus, you can come.
He was also a gangster.
Yes.
That is a gangster. We have
somebody
a lot of
gangsters.
But today,
yes, this morning, was it this morning? This morning, he came. Tell us what happened.
Yeah. Once again. The woman was praying. I was standing that side. Before she was praying, I couldn't breathe nicely. I could feel like cold air inside my lungs. I couldn't breathe nicely. And she prayed, and she mentioned someone's chest is healing. I was stateside and I felt like something popping out here. And so.
For yes, you are Jesus. Great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Yeah. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Listen, we are in, where are we? Newcastle. This man has just given his life to Jesus at this crusade. He was a gangster, which means a bad person, an armed robber, a killer, a thief, so many things all in one summarized gangster. Barabbas. This is the real Barabbas. Hey. And today you gave your life.
Yes, I did.
He has been attack and stab. Where are the stabs? All over his body. Inside here and there. His back, his neck. Somebody wanted to kill him. And even on his head, he was stabbed. And the stab entered his lungs. And his lungs collapsed. And he could not breathe. When did all this happen?
About 3 years back.
3 years back. And still struggling. But this morning, he was healed at the miracle service this morning. And he has come to testify. This man, I stretch out your hand towards. Father, use him, Lord. Use him, Lord. Use him, Jesus. Use him, Jesus. Turn his life around, Jesus. Take him up, Lord. Speak to him. Send him to the nations, Lord. Change his life forever. That's for your mercy. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Huh? A pastor, come here, my dear.
Abuya baba.
Come, do you have a church? You don't have a church, come. One of you pastors, who likes this man? Who likes him? Choose one of the pastors. Wow, he's chosen this one as his pastor. This is now your pastor. He's got a pastor now. He just gave his life to Jesus. That is his new pastor. Wait for your pastor downstairs, please. Don't go away. Hallelujah.
He's a shepherd.
A shepherd. You need a shepherd.
He's a shepherd.
What can a cow do walking from Newcastle to Nelspruit? Even mature cows cannot find their way. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this woman had knee replacement. Two of her knees.
Wow.
Surgery replaced. She could not walk afterwards. Tonight, the power of God has come over her and she's walking free.
Is it true?
Yes,
you had
God healed me.
What was wrong with you?
I had a knee replacement.
And
my kidneys was troubling me too.
And tonight what happened?
And it was just like there's something is going off with my body.
And tonight what happened? Are you healed?
Yes, I'm healed.
How do you know you are healed?
I can feel, I can walk, and I can shake my body.
Wow!
Walk like your body!
Asthmatic from birth.
Wow.
He's had difficulty in breathing. But tonight, when he prayed, he said he felt something come out of his chest and suddenly he's able to breathe in and out.
Breathe! Let's see, breathe.
Hallelujah.
Breathe in.
How perfumely.
Out. Satan, your power of asthma is broken tonight in the name of
Jesus.
Give the Lord a mighty shout. Media, what is
Evangelist, this young lady also had asthma, very dependent on her inhaler.
Wow.
But she said since she entered the ground, she has not needed
it.
She had to use it constantly. She's breathing well without
breathing.
I'll perform less one.
Satan, your power is finished in the name of Jesus. Strength in the name of Jesus.
As well as healing of pain in both eyes.
Both eyes.
Pain in both eyes.
Wow. Thanks, Jesus.
She had epileptic seizure and said because of that, the doctor said there was something in the brain. Eyes could not see well. Tonight, she can see.
Can you see?
Yes.
What can you see?
I can see anything and I can read. Even forward.
Wow.